21-year-old Sig Decker and 19-year-old Helen Decker grew up commercial fishing with their parents on the family boat.
That was a really, you know, fun time as a family. It's sort of the most genuine family time you can get, is all being in a little tiny boat in the middle of nowhere and working together.
That's Julie Decker, Sig and Helen's mom.
At a certain point, I think they wanted more, you know, to expand off mom and dad's boat. And so Sig, when he was 16, he went to work on a seiner out of Petersburg. And Helen, when she was 18, did the same. So then they started, you know, crewing on same boats, and were on a couple different boats, and then eventually were on the same boat the summer of 2020.
On July 27th, 2020, Sig and Helen and two other crewmates, 29-year-old Ian Martin of Petersburg and 37-year-old Dennis Lord of Elmira Heights, New York, were killed in a car crash on Mitkoff Island south of Petersburg while on a break from commercial fishing. Decker says that within hours of finding out about the accident, friends in the commercial fishing community stepped forward to provide support and started a GoFundMe. Within 48 hours, more than 1,000 people had donated. Some of the money was used to cover funeral expenses for Sig and Helen. Another $50,000 was donated to help complete the Wrangell Mariners Memorial. Now, Decker says the rest of the funds will go towards the Sig and Helen Decker Memorial Scholarship Fund. She says she and her husband, Gig, want to honor their kids' legacy.
We were really struck by all the stories that came forward after the accident of people that we didn't even know that we had never met before, but they were friends with Sig and Helen, and stories of them helping them in the middle of the night or just going the extra mile to help somebody out in all these weird variety of ways, of anything from academics to their family lives to social issues or, you know, their love life. Or they were just always ready to help support a friend. And so I guess this follows the, continuing to help people out.
Each year, the $3,000 Memorial Scholarship will be awarded to one graduating Wrangell senior and one graduating Petersburg senior, and is administered through the Alaska Community Foundation. Qualifications are pretty simple. Recipients have to be graduating high school seniors from either Wrangell or Petersburg. They have to enroll at least half-time in a post-secondary program like a trade school, college, or university. And applicants have to have experience working in commercial fishing or seafood processing.
I think the fact that the majority of the funds raised from this came from people that are active in the seafood industry, you know, made us want to kind of connect it to the seafood industry. And the fact, you know, the kids were fishing that summer, and it was, fishing had become a big part of their life even as they were becoming adults and moving into their own version of their adult lives. They still felt that connection to commercial fishing. And so we thought that seemed like a good natural connection.
It's a one-year scholarship with the possibility of a second-year extension. For the first year, that's this year, the application is open to graduates from 2021 and 2022. Decker says she hopes the scholarship can connect Southeast students to commercial fishing and to Sig and Helen, carrying on the immense positive impact they had far into the future. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.